You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed. This morning we're speaking with Professor Linda Waimarie-Nikora from the Faculty of Arts and Māori Studies. Linda is a Professor of Indigenous Studies and is co-hosting the 2023 International Indigenous Climate Change Research Summit, which is a very good place to start. Kia ora, Linda. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. It's wonderful to be on with you.
Oh, it's lovely to speak with you this morning. Can you please tell us a little bit about what the summit is? What's the purpose of it?
Well, the summit is a gathering of Indigenous minds and experts and scientists and thinkers and knowledge holders from around the world, all intent on bringing together solutions to help mitigate the climate change impacts on Indigenous people. So that's it in a nutshell.
That's a great nutshell, but a big, broad, topic to tackle. And obviously, we know that Indigenous communities are often at the forefront of both the impacts of climate change, but also some of the mitigation solutions as well. What are some of the conversations that are going to be had at this conference?
Sure. So the conversations are going to be pretty wide-ranging. In the narrative around climate change, we hear a lot about Indigenous peoples being at the forefront of the impacts that climate change are going to bring, but we don't hear much of Indigenous voices within that narrative.
Mm.
And so part of the purpose of the conference is to amplify those voices. Indigenous peoples got a lot to say on climate change. Because it's with us now. We're being impacted now, and the nature of the mitigation strategies are rapidly changing from just shoring up the river bank or something mm-hmm. like that, to having to actually move. So displacement is a real issue for Indigenous peoples around the world, as well as crop failures and threat to life, etc.
A lot of these conversations obviously have very colonial roots as well. There are histories of, many histories of Indigenous peoples managing those experiences that have come not necessarily from climate change in the past. Are these type of conversations that are also being had, or is this like a through line, a thread that's explored?
So yes, those conversations are always in our minds because, you know, we are the products of our history and where we've ended up in terms of our lands. A lot of our lands are marginal. We've been forced off a lot of our traditional lands, which helped to nourish and sustain us, into lands that are, you know, extremely marginal. You know, they are prone to drought, flooding, you know, all sorts of negative things that impact life. And, you know, a lot of that is just simply because of colonisation.
Mm. With these conversations, what happens after the conference? Where does it go once these discussions have been had? What's the sort of next step for taking that kōrero back to various communities or platforms or spaces to talk about again?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, and it's one that we've got uppermost in our minds. So while the conference is about bringing together Indigenous minds and thoughts and experts, it's open to everyone, and, you know, those are decision makers, policy makers, people in government and ministries, and in international fora that can actually make a difference for Indigenous people. So we want them all to sign up to come to the conference. We think that this is real value for money in terms of having all this expertise in one place, and that people can actually really learn from the messages that Indigenous people have to bring to the table. The second thing is that we will be releasing communiques, statements from the conference, providing direction on why conversations around climate change are not just important, they're life-saving. Mm. They're going to be life-saving in terms of Indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll make those releases gradually through the conference. And obviously, where appropriate, we will be submitting papers and recordings from conference directly to people who are in decision-making places. So, you know, we're keenly awaiting news from our own government in terms of the portfolios that politicians will have, and looking to land helpful information on their desks so that they can take those things into their decision-making.
Very, very interesting time, and it will be an amazing conference. When is it happening, Linda?
Yeah, so it's happening next week. So
awesome.
So we kick off on Tuesday. Some great keynote speakers from around the world. Tuesday through until Friday, it's all online, so you don't even have to worry about offsetting your carbon credits in terms of airfares.
Mm-hmm.
You just push a button and you can be with us. You have to register though, so the website is IICRS.ac.nz.
Amazing. We'll put the link to that in the podcast after the show for anyone who would like to attend. Professor Linda Waimarie Nikora, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning and best of luck for the conference next week.
Tēnā koe. Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.